We're in the middle of the eighth midah. Yichvay Shavay Neisenu, the Kaddish Baruch Hu suppresses our Averis. And the Talmud Zohar explained that the Averis that a person does don't end up right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his immediate area where he is, but rather a little bit on the outside, as opposed to the mitzvahs that people do, that's in the inner circle. As the Pasuk says, Lo yagur chara, and Chazal say, Lo yagur b'mgur chara, that in the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's no ra. And he went on to explain that that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't balance Averis and Mitzvahs. A person did 40 Mitzvahs and 10 Averis, we don't say, okay, so he has 30 Mitzvahs. We don't knock off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't knock off 10 Mitzvahs because he did 10 Averis, because they're just not equal. And we'll continue from there. A person did an Avera, he has to take care of that Avera. Yes, that's so. A person has to do tshuva for his Averis, but his Averis don't cancel out the mitzvahs he does. It might create a block that he can't get schar yet for his mitzvahs, but it won't balance out his Averis. He doesn't subtract. Why is that? They're so special. They're elevated in front of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. They're in his presence. How can Hashem subtract from the mitzvahs? Mehanivza. Tchar of an Avera is from a very lowly place. V'hamitzvois, as opposed to mitzvois, tcharim mehanichpa, the tchar is from a very honorable place. Ziv hashchino, the shine of the shchino. Heich yinaka elu k'neged elu. We're not on the same playing field. It's apples and oranges, or even worse. It's, as he's going to explain, it's oranges that somehow are increasing and are continuing to grow, as he will explain. He does collect for the Averis, the person's Averis, he's going to get punished. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also pays reward for the mitzvahs the person does. However, he suppresses our Averis, she'en ha'avoinois mizgabrim, Lufan of Kemitzvois. Our Averis don't increase in their strength like our Mitzvois do. Elokoive Shoysam Shalayasalu Valayi Konsul. However, he suppresses them. He doesn't allow them into his inner circle. If I'm not mistaken, people who are in the orange juice business, they'll take oranges and after they're cut, they'll soak them in water. So when you think you have a finished product, a finished orange, it'll increase. It'll increase in its juice producing capabilities by the water it'll soak in by being in a container of water. So you might see an orange that was just cut and think, okay, 1 ounce of orange juice might come out of that. But a week later, after sitting in the water, a lot more juice will come out. It increases even after it's already a finished product. Mitzvahs are like that. Mitzvahs get to live, so to speak, in the presence of Hashem, and they increase in their strength, and they become even more chashuv, as opposed to Averis, which Hashem suppresses and doesn't allow it to grow. And so whatever the Avera was, that's what the Avera is and will be, and will never gain any strength. So it doesn't hold a candle to a mitzvah that was done. So you can't compare a mitzvah and an avera. You can't balance out and say, well, one avera was done, so we'll cancel that with another mitzvah. No way. So averas definitely stop a person from getting schar for mitzvahs he did. But once a person does tshuva, the schar for the mitzvah is immeasurable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely watches everything a person does. But the mitzvahs live near Hashem, and therefore they're not suppressed. They continue to gain strength. They grow, they blossom. It turns into a great edifice and to a very large piece of cloth. Averis don't have that capability. They have nothing in them that will allow them to grow, and they're not in an environment that will allow them to grow. You'll take dough that should technically rise, and you put it in the refrigerator or in the freezer, it won't rise. It'll remain stagnant. That's what happens with Averis. Averis don't move. They don't grow at all, as opposed to mitzvahs, which are put in a warm place so that way they continue to rise and grow like the dough will be in a warm place. Va'afni dezut tzarech ha'adam lehitznayeg ba, a person has to act this way. Don't suppress the good that a person does. And only remember, oh, look at this thing he did to me. It was so terrible. Suppress the bad. Forget about it. People always remember how a person did something bad to them. And the more they think about it, it grows and grows into something that was never intended to be and something it never was. But that's what happens. If you let it grow in your mind, it becomes a very great thing. Don't let that happen with things that people did wrong to you. Forget about it. Get rid of it. Shake it out of your system. And only keep the good that people do in front of you. And let that overpower the ma'asim that people did for you. And don't start disbalancing. He did something bad as well. So I'm not going to look at the fact that he did something good. And you're going to forget about all the time that people did to you. Don't do this. Do what the Rabbeinu Shalom does. He lets the toiv grow. He lets the toiv live in his inner circle, and it grows, and it becomes something great, as opposed to bad, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let in. Ela b'ro yisrasa kol derech ritzi sheyuchal. Appease the person, appease yourself, and convince yourself that, listen, nothing really happened from the wrong that the person did, and he probably didn't mean it anyway, and you'll slowly forget about it. Don't ever forget about it, don't even look at the bad that was done to you. And tomorrow, Mitz Hashem will continue with the ninth midah, which the time of Devarah deals with an inyan that the Rishonim deal with.